I'm in a particular monastery here today with new story. Sayyidina Dawood is coming, but not today. You know, today is the turn of who? Remember after everybody drowned and there was nobody alive? Remember the way we stopped last time? And the boat?
We have a particular monster volunteer.
Who was the particular monster volunteer? Where's her parents? They have to give me permission to tickle her. Let's tickle her afterwards.
No! Did you call that security, Papa?
Oh, afterwards.
You never do that.
So, oh, let's tickle this guy now for now. He is our usual. All right. Now, remember we ended last time when the flood was all over and everybody drowned? Okay? And only the people on the boat with Prophet Nuh survived. With Prophet Nuh, there were only two families. There were only two families. Two of his children and their wives. The first child is called Sam. It's called what?
Sam.
And we love to call him Uncle Sam. So now you know Uncle Sam came from where?
Yeah.
Yes.
America.
No, he's the son. He's the first son of Prophet Nuh. And then the second guy, his name is Ham. His name is Ham. So how many families were in the boat with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam?
One.
Two families. And two of his children. How about the rest? Everybody drowned. So the only people who survived are the children of Prophet who? Nuh alayhi salam. Sam and Ham. Now, Prophet Nuh is in the boat. And they are, has been in the boat for a very long time. And they want to get out of the boat so that they can find food, fresh food to eat. Because in the boat, they are eating what? Fresh food? No. Stored food. You know, stored food, they didn't have refrigerators, so it wasn't that good. And stored fruits, everything is stored. They want to go down, they want to get fresh stuff, they want to hunt, they want to barbecue, they want to slaughter and barbecue somebody, and eat animals. They want to enjoy. So they were so sad that the flood took that long. And the boat has been floating around, and there was no land in the horizon. So every time Prophet Nuh sends the bird, and he tells the bird, go see if there is land around so that we can just sail to this land and land there. So the bird would go around, fly around, and the bird is hungry, is looking for food too. So he flies around, no land. So he comes back, crying, no land. Oh, the next day, he sends the bird again. The bird goes flying, and comes back and says, there's no land either. I couldn't find any land. Then he sends the birds again. There is no land. And then, one day, the bird was flying. The bird found the land. And on this land, he found an olive tree. He found what tree? Olive tree. So he was so hungry. He said, yes! Land, olive tree, attack the pizza. I'm sorry, attack the olive tree. Oops. Aha. And then he attacked the olive tree and he took a branch. He was so hungry that he took a big branch, like for the size of the bird, he took a big branch. And then he started eating. And then he said, oops, there's somebody waiting for me on the boat. So he said, let me go tell them. So he flew back to the boat and he brought with him what? The olive branch to show them that he has found the land. Now you know where the olive branch came from? You know this olive branch that they use for peace? right? And during the time of war? Yes, it's the symbol of peace. That olive branch came from that bird. Since that day, if somebody wants peace, they take what? Olive branch. They don't take an undershirt. No. They took an olive branch. And then, by taking the olive branch, it means that they want peace. So, he brought it back to the boat, and then they said, I said, where was that plant? He said, over there. And he went there. They followed him. The mountain name was Judy. The mountain name was Judy, where the olive tree was. This is the first plant that showed up. Was a mountain, right? The top of the mountain. And then the boat, so they went with the, on the boat by the land, and they waited the water to drain down, 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 down until the boat landed. And when the boat landed, they said, Yahoo! Land the land! They had not seen land for months. God knows, maybe for years, they didn't see the land. Until that man. Now, during that time, the shaitan and his gang were having a big meeting. And then they would say, we all became unemployed. We have nothing to do. We are so bored. Nobody is interested in our business anymore. So, because of that, they started fighting among each other. They started causing a lot of trouble. And then they go to the big chief, Shaitan, which is Iblis. He hit me. No, he hit me first. No, he hit me. I always say the truth. You say the truth, you are a little devil. How would you say the truth? You are a liar. No, you're more liar. You're more devil than me. No, you are more devil than me. And they caused a lot of trouble. And then Shaitan wanted to think of something quick to get them employed again. Okay? To get them back into business. So he had a big, huge meeting. You know where the shaitans meet?
No.
On the surface of the water. Where they need a big, huge area because there are zillions of them. So they go into the ocean, in a place in the ocean where no boats are there to disturb them. And nobody's going to say Allahu Akbar, because once somebody says Allahu Akbar, everybody runs away. You know why? Because the angels love to hear Allahu Akbar. So as soon as you say Allah, by the time you say Allahu Akbar, the angels are all here. The angels are stacked here in this room. If you can see, they are, remember, the angels are waves of light. There are waves of light. If you look around you, this room is stacked with waves of light. The angels coming here to attend and to listen to the story and tickle you too. They come from behind your bed and tickle you. So that's not me, that's the angel. So anyway, the angels, if you say Allahu Akbar, they come. So now if the shaitan had a meeting and somebody says Allahu Akbar and the angels come, what would happen to the meeting? Oh, we're there. Everybody will run away, right? Angels are so scared. I'm sorry, shaitans are so scared from angels. You cannot stand staying with them. They run away as soon as the angels come. And when the angels leave, when do angels leave? When you stop memorizing Quran or reading Quran or talking about Allah or thinking about Allah and you start, subhanAllah, and you start some business that is maybe not very good. Then the angels leave. And who comes? Shaitan comes running. So they go into a place, area, big huge area on the ocean, and there is nobody on that area. And then they have a meeting. And then they call everyone. All the shaitans sleep like that and sit like this. And then he sits on his chair and he says, hey guys, okay. Ideas. Come up with ideas. How can we get back into business? We want people to be interested into our business. You know what the business of the shaitan is? Fighting. Make us fight. Make us distract us away from Salah, from Quran, from Allah. cause trouble among us. She hit me. No, she hit me first. Right? That's the business of the shaitan. And then, the most important business of the shaitan are three things. So, what is the most important business of the shaitan? Three things. Number one is to get people to deny the existence of Allah. Is to get people to deny the existence of who? Of who? Allah. And number two is to get people, if he can't get people to deny the existence of Allah, then what would he try next? He would try to get people to worship middle guys. To worship what? Middle guys. If he can't, then what is the third thing that he loves to do? The most important third thing. No. Make husbands and wives fight together. So he causes trouble between husband and wife. He causes them to fight. And then that's his favorite business. You know why? Because this way, okay, when husbands and wives fight, the children are the victims. So the children will grow up very easy victims for the shaitan. As soon as baba and mama are busy fighting, the shaitan comes to the children saying, ha 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 ha, you are my dinner tonight. It's a very easy target. So these are the three things. So he said, ideas, ideas. You know, guys, what we want to do. Think. Now remember, people have landed already, and the shaitan is already what? Planning, making a plan. So they said, shaitan said, I have an idea, guys. Said, what? They said, do you know that people repeat the same exact mistakes again and again and again and over? The other shaitans said, no way! They have learned from their mistakes. There is no way we can use the old tricks with them. They said, yes, you can use the same old tricks with the same people. With other people. They said, no! People learn from their mistakes, right? Shaitan said, no, you are wrong. Every human repeats the same exact mistakes, and the next human will repeat the same exact mistakes. They never learn. They said, really? He said, yes. And I will prove it to you, right? Guess what we would prove? He said, the earth now is empty, like when Adam first came to earth, right?
Right.
Now, I will show you that I am going to start our business again, which is the shaitan business, the same way I started my business the last time. So you gotta be kidding. He said, no, I'll show you. Who are with Prophet Nuh? Two of his children. So we are all the children of Prophet who? Nuh. How about Prophet Adam? Well, yes. But everybody else died. Only the children of Prophet Nuh have what? Survived. Two uncles, Uncle Sam and Uncle Ham. Two uncles. And we are either the children of Uncle Sam or the children of Uncle Ham. Either one. There is no other possibility. Because everybody else drowned. So he said, okay, I am going to go to Sam and Ham and make them what? Fight. And then it is a possibility that I will try to get one of them to kill the what? The other one. So that, we can go back into business. We can go back into business, guys. We start trouble. And then we can get in between. And we can get people to do awful things. So they said, no way. Prophet Nuh, which is their father, is alive. And he told them the story of Qabil and Habib. They will never make the same mistake. He said, I'll show you. Then he went into Sam. And Sam was good looking. So he told him, hey, you're so cute, you're nice looking. You know what? Your brother is jealous of you. And then he went to Ham and he said, yeah, your brother looks down to you. You don't look good. Hey, and he doesn't like to play with you, he doesn't like to talk with you, and he doesn't like your children either. Your children are yuck, but his children are cute. He likes his children, but he doesn't like your children. And he's telling your children that I can't imagine that you guys have no other family to marry from except the family of Ham. He said that? He said, yes, he said that. What else did he say? before you believe the shaitan, whether he's a human shaitan or a shaitan from those waves of fire, the waves of fire shaitan, listen, go ask your brother, did he say that? He did it. The guy did it. He's only one. How come you're saying my kids are not good enough for you? And your kids are better than my kids. He said, no, no, no. Until today, the kids of Sam and the kids of Ham, until today, are fighting. Do you know that? Do you know that? There's a law that they call anti-Semitic law. If you leave the children of Sam, okay, special kind of the children of Sam, you go to jail. Yeah, they take you to jail. It's called anti-Semitic law. Okay, so keep that in mind. Until today, the fight is over. And they kept fighting for centuries. We are the children of Sam. We are better than you. Nah, nah, nah. We are the children of Ham. We're better than you. You look ugly and you have a corrupted culture. Nah, nah, nah. We are strong and tough and hard workers and can do good things. You are spoiled brats. Yes, fights all the time. And that's how he started. Now, Sam and Ham, Prophet Noah told them, hey guys, don't be idiots and repeat the same mistakes of your grandparents, Qabil and Habil. When Qabil killed Habil, okay? Don't repeat the same thing. So they did not kill each other, but they had a lot of bumping heads. But they were good believers, so they maintained themselves, so they didn't really go so bad. So they would fight every once in a while. Every 5 minutes, they would fight. But at the end, they would remain as friends. Okay? Now guess who kept fighting? The cousins. The what? The cousins. The children of Sam and the children of Ham. The biggest guy, the child of Sam, and the biggest guy, the child of Ham. They started fighting again. The same story. We are better than you. We should rule you. No, we are the ones who are supposed to rule you. No, you are the ones who are supposed to serve us and we rule. No, you serve and we rule. No, I'm the boss. No, you're not the boss. I am the boss. So they decided to split apart. They decided to what? Split apart. They said the earth is empty. The earth is what? Empty. And there is plenty of room. So you guys go this way to the west, and we go this way to the east. Okay? So, the children of Sam went to the west, and the children of Ham went to the east. And they said, this way we don't fight among each other anymore. So that was fine. But later on, generations started to grow, and the people, number of people used to multiply a lot. Because the mothers on these days, they get 40 children, 30 children, 20 children, and the children are big and they live long. So they have a lot. They multiplied. And they expanded. So Ham children are expanding this way. They are expanding to the west. And Sam children are expanding to the east. They kept expanding and getting closer. Expanding. And then they got so close from each other. And then say, you are the children of Sam again. And you are the children of Ham again. Looks like a fight here is going about to start. And they started fighting. And there was the first war between them. There was a very nice land. Very green. Had a lot of lakes of water. And the children of Sam said, we found this land first. It's ours. Children of Sam said, we came here first. No. Our big brother came here first. So it's ours. No, you can't have it. Over my dead body, you will never get it. No, over my dead body, you will never get it. Bang! You are not getting it. I am getting it. A fight started. Guess how was that fight? They were so mean with each other. They got awful war equipment and awful war animals. They got the animals even to fight. You know, they got elephants. You know the war elephants? Is it like the elephant you ride in the zoo? No, it's a monster. It's a war elephant. Right? And that war elephant they brought it into war, and they also had these big hammers. They crushed each other's heads with it. Started bad wars. And then there were no laws of justice. There was no eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, and light for light. So it was chaos. And it was the first war. It was the Sam-Ham World War I. And then they rested. And then after a while, the Sam-Ham World War II. And a lot of people died. A lot of people died. You know, a lot of people get buried into big, huge land. And then Sam-Ham World War III. They never stop fighting. And then gets the big shaitan, the boss, the king, Iblis, is saying what? Ha 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 ha. Haven't I told you so that we would go back fighting? I will even show you more than that. He got into one of them and he said, hey, he got to the biggest evil one, the most wicked one, from one of the children of either Sam or Ham. I am not going to mention it. Because I don't want people to dislike either Sam or Ham. I want you guys to love who? Both. Uncle Sam is good and Uncle Ham is good. Right? We are the children of who? Of both. We are the children of both Uncle Sam and Uncle Ham. If somebody tells you Uncle Sam is better, you say, Allah created humans equal. There's nobody better than anybody. Who chose to make you the son of Ham? Allah. Who chose you to make you the son of Sam? Allah. So which one is better? Nobody. We are both equal. How about? Wouldn't Allah judge between them and one would go to Jannah and one maybe would go to hell? That's Allah, not us. Can we judge? No. So we are the children of both. We love who? Both. So one very bad guy from one of those children, Shaitan talked him into going, splitting away. And he was the worst guy, starting his own kingdom. He said, look, if you stay in this community, you will never have your own kingdom. Break away and build your own empire. Break away and build your own what? That's always the style of the Shaitan. He makes fight between the brothers, and then he comes into them and says, break away and build your own empire. That's always his style. So we told him, can you break away and build your own empire? He said, where? He said, I know a very nice, good land. I'm going to show you where this land, and you go to this land, and you stay in this area. He said, okay. Then he told him, but I have a condition. I have a what? A condition. What is that condition? He said, if I take you to this land, I want you to promise me, that you are going to make only the strong survive. You're going to make only the what? Strong survive. And let the weak die. You're going to promise me that only the what? No. Strong survive. He said, have. He said, let them fight with each other. Let your children fight with each other. And only the... You said me. you let your children fight together, and only the strong one will survive. The weak one should be killed. He said, why? He said, because I want all your children to be what? Mighty. I want all your children to be what? Mighty. Why? He said, because I want to prepare them to become a superpower. I want to prepare them to become a what? A superpower. And I don't want the weak ones. I want all your children to be big and mighty. So I want you to break away to this land. It's a very nice land, by the way. Very nice land. Has everything you wish for. But you promise me, what are you going to promise me? Only the strong survive. He said, fine. So he went there, and any time two of his children come fighting, Daddy, 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 my brother, he hit me. Why didn't you hit him back? I couldn't, he's bigger than me. Too bad, too bad. The weak dies, the strong survive. If he kills you, I don't care. The next day, the
the big brother looked at, Daddy, Daddy, I killed my brother.
Yes, good job, Dignified. Hooray, yes, that's good. We don't care about the weak. The one who's weak deserves to be killed. We don't care. We want only the what to survive. No, the strong. Strong. So the weak, we are going to kill all the weak ones.
No, the strong will die.
And then, this is the way he started. At any time, any of his children comes with a complaint.
Daddy, Daddy, what? My big brother, he took my lunch.
You deserve it. You look like your big grandfather Habib. You are Ahbal. You are Ahbal like Habib. You know the word Ahbal? Ahbal means idiot. And it came from the name Habib. Because he said, you are Habib. You are an idiot like Habib. Here, there is no Habib business. Here, all the business is Habib business. We want only the strong and the mean to survive. Here, there is no justice. There is no eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, and life for life. There is only one thing. What is that thing? The strong will survive, and the weak will
die.
This way, all my children are going to grow up mighty and war guys. And that's what this generation is what developed later to be the called the people of Ad, the people of who? Ad. They were mighty, they were superpowers. They were so strong that when one of them sneezes, okay, the next town, they freeze over from being scared. They get so scared. Then, guess what happened? Shaitan wanted to even get them more interested into his business. So get what the Shaitan did. Hey guys, Shaitan came to them and he said, same thing. You remember that at that time, people didn't know about music and wine. So Shaitan said, okay guys, here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sounds and you jumble the sounds, okay? Say, okay. So it starts making, boom. He said, boom, 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 boom. Say, what are we going to do? Jump. Every time he hit, boom, jump. Boom, 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 boom. You like it, guys? Yeah, it's fun. Do it again. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So every day, the Shaitan would train them to do that. And then he would tell them, you know, guys, if you want to really do it well, then you should drink wine. They said, what is wine? He said, let me show you how. Let's go to the grape farm. They took big bags and they went to the grape farms and they collected all the grapes. They put it all into the bags. And then they brought all the grapes into big, huge container. And then he told them, hey guys, jump into the container and squeeze all the grapes. So they all jumped into the container and started jumping. Until it became what?
Juice.
And dirty juice, they didn't care. He said, now leave it for 3 months. Leave it what? 3 months. Until it becomes rotten and spoils it. Nobody can breathe it. They said, really? He said, yes. Just listen to me. I know how to do it, guys. I know everything. Just listen to me. Okay. So we left it for 3 months until it smells so awful nobody wants to walk by. He said, guys, come on, it's time to get it ready for drinking. We drink this, it's nasty. He said, you shall come follow me. Put something on your nose. Now, bring a big piece of cloth. Let's pour the juice into it, and let's filter. Filter, filter, filter. The juice goes down, and they throw the fibers away. Now, hey guys. Line up. Make a long line. Make a long line. Okay. Alright. Everybody will drink one cup. We don't have enough for each body. Alright. First. Here. Your first cup. Okay. My first cup. This is my first cup. Yes. Okay. I can't drink. It smells awful. He said, close your nose and drink it. I said, okay. This is awful. Oh. Man, I told your father to let the weak ones die. People like you shouldn't live. You should be man enough to drink it. He said, okay. He said, now, tell me, what was your name? Huh? My name? I don't remember. Okay, you're done. Next. What's your name? Huh? My name, I think, my father was Saham or Hamad Sam? I don't know. Oh, you're done. Next. And everybody's like that. If you don't remember your name, then you did it. And then he said, now guys, try jumping on the music. Boom, bam, 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 boom, bam, boom, bam, 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 boom. He said, now, I want you to make sure that the ones who get drunk among you are finished. I don't want weak ones. I want everybody to be strong. So get hammers, okay, and whenever you see someone who's so drunk, just hit him on the head. So they did okay, and they all got hammers, and while they are drunk, they started the war. Boo! 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 In the morning, there were lots of people dead. To the level that a father has killed his children when he's drunk. And a mother killed her baby when she was drunk. Yes, that's how bad is drinking. The mother, oh my God, my children, and the mother, oh my son. Shaitan is ha ha ha. Who killed the children? The mother. Did she feel it? No. Why not? Because she got drunk. Like the people who drink and drive, they can kill others without feeling it. That's how the shaitan wanted them to get drunk first and then get them to kill. The brother killed his own brother. The child killed his own father. All of them were what? Drunk. They don't know anything. They are just like animals. Like animals. Yeah, but that wasn't there. And there you have to be only 18 months to drink. 18 months, they get drink. They get, instead of formula, baby formula, they give them wine formula. And then the baby says, so, okay, bottom line, uh-oh, we have somebody who's very angry here. Bottom line is, so that we can start. So the shaitan, conclusion, shaitan managed to build a mighty community, very strong guys, but they are very bad, wicked guys. All the weak ones are dead, only the strong ones are alive, and they are so mean, and they don't get, they drink a lot, and they don't care. Their hearts are dead. They have dead hearts. They can do anything. They don't care. And that's how the shaitan ended. Now, before we attack the beaten, let me ask you a question. We are the children of who?
Sam
and Ham. Which one do we love more?
Both. Neither.
Neither. Which one is our friend?
Both.
Both.